Before you upon the altar is the 19th key of the tarot, which symbolically resumes these ideas. The sun has 12 principal rays, which represent the 12 signs of the zodiac. They are alternately waved and salient, symbolizing the alternation of the masculine and feminine nature. These are again subdivided into 36 rays, representing the 36 decanates, or sets of 10 degrees in the zodiac, and again further subdivided into 72 quinaries, or sets of 5 degrees. These withhold their places in the 72-fold name Shemhamphoresh. Thus, the sun itself embraces the whole creation in its rays. The 7 Hebrew yods on each side falling through the air refer to the solar influence descending. The wall is the circle of the zodiac, and the stones are its various degrees and divisions. The 2 children standing respectively on water and earth represent the generating influence of both elements, brought into action by the rays of the sun. They are 2 inferior and passive elements, as the sun and the air above them are the superior and active elements of fire and air. Furthermore, these 2 children resemble the sign Gemini, which unites the earthly sign of Taurus with the watery sign of Cancer. This sign was used by the Greeks and Romans and referred to Apollo, or the sun. So in your mind's eye, lift your hands up and place them right about where the top of the central altar in your temple in Melkut would be. If you don't have one, you might want to listen to episode 35. What does it feel like? What does it look like? Good. There it is. Using the divine names of Melkut, Adonai Haaretz, and the Archangel Sandalphon, Choir of Angels the Hashim, arriving here in your Temple of Melkut, looking at the eastern wall, letting the details fill in. If there's something that you want to change, go ahead and change it. Good. And looking to your right, remembering, seeing, there it is. Looking to your left, good. Kind of look around behind you, good. Standing back at the altar. I hope you guys don't mind going a different way this time. Instead of using the 3 portals in the east, let's look up. Looking up, if there's a ceiling, let's open up that ceiling. The starry night sky up above, and allowing the image of the universe card, Isis, Sandalphon, dancing with the 2 pillars, surrounded by the 12 orbs of the 12 different colors of the zodiac, the bull on the lower left, the man on the upper left, the eagle on the upper right, and the lion on the lower right, the 72 little white dots, the angels of the Shemhamphoresh. Looking up at this image, allow your feet to lift up off the ground as we vibrate the names of Yesod, which is the sphere up above that path. Lifting up higher now, feet passing the top of the altar. If it's an enclosed structure, you've gone out the top and it closes down and you see the rest of Melkut and you're rising up into space. See Melkut go further and further down as you're floating in space. Now, if you haven't heard episode 45, it goes in depth into this path. We'll be moving quickly through this path for today. Rising higher and higher and higher until you find your feet now either hovering just above or having landed upon the floor of your temple in Yasod. Perform the sign of silence with your left index finger upon your lips, astrally or maybe physically if you'd like. And place your hands back on your central altar in your temple in Yasod if you have one. Finding some way to connect back with your temple in Yasod. Remembering what it looks like. The face east, those who know your Hebrew will be able to easily visualize the Samech in blue on a little banner up above a central portal of some kind. And there on the right is a purple Tzadi, the path of the star card underneath. And there on the left is an orange resh. And underneath is the sun card. So this is toward the left side of the eastern wall, or the eastern side of your temple in Yasod. And we're standing there before the path of the sun. You see there up in the sky a great sun with 12 rays, alternating straight and wavy, yods on the left and on the right, flowing downward. You see a circular wall of rocks, and inside you see earth and water, with children playing, a little girl in the water and a little boy on the earth, and a great blue sky, and the sun's rays shining everywhere, within, below, and above, and beyond the visible light spectrum. So we're going to draw the letter Resh there in the air in white, right in the middle of the portal. And we're going to use the divine names of Hod, which is the Sephira that this path leads to. First with the sign of the Emperor, reaching up, drawing down, projecting forward into the portal, into the image, and into the letter Resh, vibrating the divine name. And the Archangel. The choir of angels. Beni Elohim. In the heaven of Isaiah, the Hebrew name of the planet Mercury. Kokab. In the temple in Yasod, looking at the sun card, reaching up, drawing down, projecting forward, stepping through into the sun card, turning around, and closing the veil or door behind you.
The Father of all congregated the seven firmaments of the cosmos, circumscribing the heaven with convex form. He constituted a septenary of wandering existences, suspending their disorder in well-disposed zones. He made them six in number, and for the seventh he cast into the midst thereof the fire of the sun, into that center from which all lines are equal, that the swift sun may come around that center, eagerly urging itself toward that center of resounding light. As rays of light, his locks flow forth, stretching to the confines of space, and of the solar circles, and of the lunar clashings, and of the aerial recesses, the melody of ether, and of the sun, and of the passages of the moon, and of the sun, is in the supramundane orders, for therein a solar world and endless light subsists. The sun, more true, measureth all things by time, for he is the time of time, and his disk is in the starless above, the ineratic sphere. He is the center of the triple world. The sun is fire and the dispenser of fire. He is also the channel of the higher fire. Ether, sun, and the spirit of the moon, ye are the leaders of air. And the great goddess bringeth forth the vast sun, and the brilliant moon, and the wide air, and the lunar course, and the solar pole. She collecteth it, receiving the melody of ether, and of the sun, and of the moon, and of whatsoever is contained by air. Unwearied doth nature rule over the worlds and works, so that the great periods of all things may be accomplished. And above the shoulders of that great goddess is nature in her vastness exalted.
Hearing the sound of the ocean waves lapping upon the sandy shore, hearing the sound of children laughing and playing, your astral eyes open and begin to focus on the two children. They are naked. They are innocent. There is a girl in the water, and there is a boy up on the dry sand. But they're playing together, laughing together. The dance of earth and water. You approach the children, and you introduce yourself. They say they are Din and Doni, and that they are twin mercurial intelligences in Gemini. They return to their game, and it reminds you of being a child, innocent, under the sun. You notice all around now is a wall. And you cannot see on the other side of this wall. It is a wall of stones. You thank the children. They're mostly wrapped up in their thing, but they acknowledge you. You walk away from them toward the stone wall. You reach it. You start walking alongside it. Each rock seems to be a slightly different shade of grayish-brown. As you walk away from the ocean on the land, you see that the stone wall stretches in a great circle. And as you turn and face the ocean, you see that the wall also encircles this ocean you see before you. And that the shoreline of this ocean with this beach makes a wave such that, along with the circular wall, it makes the familiar symbol of yin and yang. You close your eyes and connect with the spheres within. Looking up towards your crown, you ask for guidance to help understand the meaning of these symbols. You open your eyes and you look at this rock wall. You place your hands on the rock that happens to be in front of you. Immediately, you feel a certain energy, a certain smell emanating from that rock that reminds you of a certain memory, a certain experience from childhood. Maybe it was positive, maybe it was negative, but it was very, very specific. You release your hand from that rock. You move down a little ways. You find another rock with a slightly different hue, a slightly different color, slightly different brightness. Maybe it's lighter or darker. And you place your hand on this rock. And you remember something that happened very recently that reminds you of something that happened before, which ultimately all goes back to that one earliest memory of something similar to that. The same feeling, the same vibration, perhaps the same astrological aspects. Each rock is a particular permutation of astrological energy. You look at all of these rocks, the many, many rocks in this great circular wall, and you experience all of them at once. Some of them are pleasant, Some of them are very unpleasant. There are desirable energies and there are undesirable energies. There is pleasure and pain. There is any and every different form of manifestation in this wall. You walk away from the wall, back to the children who seem to be in the center of this great circle. And you think to yourself, well, this isn't called the wall card. And you turn your attention directly upward. And you see that brilliant sun, a brilliant golden yellow-white light, shining rays in all directions, and in particular in 12 directions, shining red light upward and green light downward, shining amber light to the right and indigo light to the left, to the upper right shades of red orange to orange, to the lower right yellow and yellow green, on the lower left teal and blue, and on the upper left purple and crimson, where purple meets red. A full, brilliant, bright rainbow emanating out from this fiery sphere. And the more you look at it, the more you feel your feet lifting up off the ground. And you feel yourself rising up, and you look towards your third eye, and you begin circulating the energy, and you begin breathing deeply through the nose, and you relax your shoulders, and you rise up, and this sphere merges with the top half of your head. The light of this solar consciousness is the same light that is having the experience, the one behind the experience, the one behind the thinking. Allow your senses to withdraw inward. Look back at the one who is looking, the center of the center of the center.
Yod Evavi Avidad Raphael Melachim Shemesh.
Illuminating the whole head with light, with consciousness, with awareness. Awareness of awareness. This moment, here and now. The whole universe in 10 directions is the brightness of the self. The whole universe in 10 directions exists within the brightness of the self. In the whole universe in 10 directions, there is no one who is not themselves. The whole universe in 10 directions is the brightness of the self. Transcendence of the common and transcendence of the sacred are the indigo and vermilion of the brightness. Practice and experience are the brightness being separated into means and ends. Smoke, mist, water, and stone. The way of birds and the hidden paths. These are the turning cycle of the brightness. The whole universe in 10 directions is the concrete self. The present 7 feet of skull and bones is just the form and image of the whole universe in 10 directions. The existence of each moment of totality possesses each moment of totality. The words of Zen Master Dogen. Shining your light in the 12 directions, or in the Buddhist sense in the 10 directions, you gaze down at that circle with the yin and yang of sand and ocean, the wall of stone, and you see so clearly now that each and every one of these stones is your child, your artwork, your vision, your creative expression, came from you, from your head. Consciousness is the light that comes out of the eyes. And this solar nature of which we speak is the head that radiates this light. Having reconnected to your core nature as a conscious, sentient being in present time, burning alongside all of the other stars, you begin to lower down, allow the sun to be an orb that shines above you, and take on the form of a human being as you lower back down and join these two children. And now they look at you differently because they know that you know what they know. And you know too, so you laugh with that same childlike innocence that they laugh with. You look over to that place on the wall and you notice something has changed. Something orange there on the wall. You say your goodbyes once again to the children, and you walk along the shore, feeling the sand under your feet, feeling the mist from the ocean, breathing the air, feeling that fiery orb of the sun above. As you approach, what you now see is that familiar orange door, that door that you found on a cloud in the path of Shin. Upon the door, at about eye level, is a blue 8-pointed star. You walk up to the door. You take one last look around. You look up at that radiant sun with the 12 rays and all kinds of rays you can't see and other non-visible ranges of spectrum. See the kids playing in the distance and the great wall in all directions that you now know is very much your own. You turn back to the door. Somehow you know the appropriate knock to give. And you reach down for the knob, and this time it turns. And you open the door, and you pass through, turn around, and close the door behind you. And you turn away from the door to face east. And at first, all you can see is light. A blinding light in all directions as your spiritual eyes adjust to this new level. Hod refers to the eighth path of the Sefer Yetzirah, or Book of Formation. It is called the Absolute or Perfect Path because it is the means of the primordial which hath no root to which it may be established except in the penetralia of that gedula, or magnificence, which emanates from the subsiding properties thereof. It is especially referred to the element of water and the planet Mercury, where 8 is a sacred geometric number, where water is a particularly abundant element, where the king scale color is purple, the queen scale is orange, the prince scale is a russet red, and the princess scale is a yellowish brown flecked with gold. A whole elaborate and beautiful world, geometric structures with the watery surroundings. It's yours to create. Design it as you will. What is it like inside the temple? Or is there an inside? Perhaps there is a library. Whether you look at it as mankind rising up from Malkut, or divinity descending from on high. Hod, the eighth path, is the place where you, the human, you, the divine light from Keter, however you're identifying right now, can see the whole picture without delusions, without fluctuations. You can see the history and the histories in their place. You can see and experience all the subtle levels of being. From here in this vantage point of pure reason, when you look at Yesod, that act of looking is the path of the sun. And when you look at the material world, that act of looking is judgment itself, or discernment. Did you see that? I could have sworn that was a young Spock giving the Vulcan hand sign. Is that what this place is? And though here in Hod you can intellectually understand any and all things, this is not the highest sphere that you can attain. It takes two opponents to play chess, and a chessboard has 64 squares, 8 times 8, the number of the camea of Mercury. It takes two poles to have electricity. This intellectual understanding of all things is limited to the two-pole universe. What does your temple look like? What's it made out of? Maybe it's based on Greco architecture? Maybe there's more of a crystal thing happening? Maybe something else? Play with it. Let it change. Maybe come back here later and work on it, rather than seeing it as some diagram on a piece of paper in front of you. Perhaps you might see it from the vantage point of the temples you've built within the spheres, and the experiences you've had thus far on the paths. Proclaim to the ends of the astral plane in the name of
Elohim Zabaoth
and
Mikael,
and the mighty choir, the
Bene Elohim.
I proclaim that this is my temple in Hode. Take a few moments to explore, to create, and to experience your temple in Hode.